investment are we looking at?
Well, that's the great thing about Sharon. She's a one-woman operation. So, I mean, when you talk about investment, you must also understand that the artist not only has to be an artist, but they have to understand the business a little bit as well, you know?
Mm-hmm. More
not
and more these days, yeah.
Not to overproduce, not to underproduce, which galleries to deal with. And one of Sharon's great accolades is that she also makes her own prints. She has an entire print productions operation that she runs herself under Giclée Print. Now, Giclée Print is as good a print as you can get.
A Giclée Print.
What she's able to do for years is supply the galleries that she can't supply originals to with print work. So we have prints of hers. I mean, her print work starts at 80 euros, you know, and they go from 80 euros to 130 euros, and they go right up to 300 or 400 euros if you want a really huge print. That's a great little offer for somebody who can't get a hand on an original work.
But yeah, it's a good entrance point, certainly.
It's a great entrance point. And the other thing that she does is she really keeps a real sensible control of her prices. So, for example, the 14-inch painting of hers in the exhibition is only 800 euros. So they're a very realistic purchase, you know. And that's great that people have respect for their customers in the sense that they, you know, they give them a buy-in option just to have something wonderful on the wall.
And something wonderful it is. And you know what else I thought was wonderful was the way, for example, for the launch section that I was looking at on your website, is the accommodation you're going to give to people who come along to the launch as well. You have a wine partnership. Tell me about that.
Well, we like to work with people who have the same ideas as ourselves. And while Ken in the famous Key Gallery, Ken Buckley, who runs the Cork operation, he met a chap who runs Wine Alliance in Cork. So as we were working, we found that we were turning up in the same venues because we were appealing to the same demographic.
Mm-hmm.
So we ran a couple of wine and art nights together. And it's funny, wine and art go hand in hand, you know.
They sure
and anybody who's ever had a glass of wine probably thinks he can see a painting a little bit better.
You know? He certainly does.
So,
yes, yeah.
You know, if you're going to have a glass of wine, you might as well have a nice painting to look at. So we found from working with Wine Alliance that not only were their wines superb, but they were kind of offering something the same as ourselves. They were offering the expert knowledge of sourcing stuff and product that people wouldn't have the time to do themselves, but you know, and anybody can source something very expensive, but it takes an expert to source something that is absolutely wonderfully made and is new to the market and needs to be promoted so that people can learn about it, you know. So Wine Alliance were very similar in their attitude to ourselves, so hopefully it's a partnership that will last long into the future.
Tell me about this exhibition date then for Sharon McDade's. You're launching it on this Thursday, is it?
It's this Thursday, the 24th at 7 p.m. Now, we find in Clonakilty that an evening exhibition is always the best exhibition because this week, for example, I didn't plan the weather, but the weather this week is going to be exceptional. So we say this Thursday with the sun shining, a super exhibition and a glass of wine, where would you be than down in Clonakilty at Buckley Fine Arts? Because as the spring comes and people start to go out again and stretch their legs after Paddy's weekend, it's a great social occasion. It's great to have an artistic community out looking at good work and just discussing it and starting to get that atmosphere going again towards summer. So on Thursday, we'll put all the images on the website. We'll have everything hung. It'll be pristine. The evenings will be stretching. The grass will be cut. So it's just the perfect time to have a country exhibition as such, you know.
Mark, I just adored the prints that I could see just in the email box alone. Sharon McDade, a new name for me, obviously a new name for other people as well, but it's great to have galleries like yourselves going out and getting artists like this for exhibitions. So the best of luck with the launch, and the exhibition will be running until the 4th of April, you're saying?
Well, the first Sunday in April is when it will finish.
Okay. All right.
But I presume they'll all be sold out long before that. Keep looking at those, as you mentioned at the start there, the two windows in the Clonakilty Gallery. They're probably our best salespeople because in the evening there we leave the lights on for the night so that people are walking or jogging by can look in. And it's such a great site that gallery is in that people can just pull up and have a browse. You can literally browse visually through the windows in the evening, you know?
Yeah.
So we're very happy with the way things are going. Hopefully the future is bright and Sharon will be one of the great stars.